This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Another one bites the dust. It's over for Kendall Jenner and Bad Bunny. The pair has called it quits after dating for less than a year. We hear the two have been doing their own things lately, and guess what? Things slowly started to fizzle out between them. We hear they both knew going into the relationship that it wasn't a forever type of thing. Just a dressed-up booty call. Beyoncé and Jay-Z rented a tour bus for a New York City Christmas tour. Never mind. Mariah Carey, the Queen of Christmas, visited the White House. This stinks too. Madonna had a celebration tour Christmas party, and the Santa got knocked down during a lap dance. Wow, this is garbage too. I think the holidays are better without all of them. Sam Asghari took a bit of a shot at his ex, Britney Spears, in his new PETA campaign. A while back, Britney was called toxic by PETA when she bought, and not adopted, a new puppy. In the new adoption ads, Asghari is shown hugging a puppy with the words, "Some loves last," hinting at his divorce from Britney. Maybe it should have said, "Give her the bone." Olivia Rodrigo and her new boyfriend, Lewis Partridge, were seen having a steamy makeout session at a gas station in New York. At one point, the Enola Holmes star lifted Rodrigo off the ground, placing one hand on her behind while passionately smooching her. I wonder if the customers watching started squeezing their nozzles. Matthew Perry's autopsy report revealed a lethal amount of ketamine mixed with the opioid-like drug buprenorphine. That's used to alleviate pain and help with addiction to opioids. Perry had also been taking weight loss medication, anti-diabetic medication, and smoking 2 packs of cigarettes per day. Keith Richards said, "Sounds like breakfast."
Dead or alive?
Australian recording artist Gotye is best known for his huge hit, Somebody That I Used to Know, which was released in 2012 in the US and became the biggest selling song in America that year. Dead or alive? Alive. While Gotye has stepped away from the spotlight, he announced in 2018 he plans on releasing a new album, but hasn't yet. Sharon Osbourne says a 2021 facelift was a disaster. She said, quote, "That was the worst thing I ever did. I looked like a cyclops. I had one eye here and one eye there, and my mouth was all skewed, and then I had to wait for that to heal before I could have it corrected," unquote. Ozzy said, "Sharon, there's a hideous woman in the house." Brandy Glanville claims Bravo tried to encourage her and her co-stars to drink alcohol while filming season 5 of The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip in Morocco. She shared a tweet from a producer encouraging cast members to stroll through a spice market with water bottles filled with vodka. And on the day it's illegal to drink. Reality TV. Selena Gomez is done hiding a relationship with Benny Blanco. Days after confirming she's been seeing the music producer, Gomez posted a photo of her and Blanco kissing. "My favorite moments with you this week," Selena captioned the carousel of images. Blanco left a pineapple emoji as a comment. Aha! The old pineapple clue. Huh?
Idiot of the Week!
Amanda Bynes told her TikTok followers that the Amanda Bynes and Paul Szymanski podcast has come to an end after one episode. She told her audience, quote, "We are not able to get the type of guests that I'd like on the show, like Drake, Jack Harlow, and Post Malone. That is all for now," unquote. Well, at least she's wearing clothes again, but idiot. Demi Lovato is engaged to musician Utes after 1 year of dating. He proposed to Lovato in L.A. with a custom pear-shaped diamond solitaire engagement ring. Then, Utes surprised Lovato by taking her to Craig's restaurant in West Hollywood, where they were joined by their family and closest friends. Ah, good to see Lovato so happy. For now. London's High Court ruled in Prince Harry's favor in his phone hacking case against Mirror Group Newspapers. He was awarded $180,000 for damages. Harry said, quote, "This case is not just about hacking. It's about a systemic practice of unlawful and appalling behavior followed by cover-ups and destruction of evidence," unquote. Wait, is he talking about the royal family? Larry David announced that Curb Your Enthusiasm's upcoming 12th season will be its last. The award-winning comedy that makes us laugh and squirm has 10 new episodes coming our way beginning February 4th. David was also creator of Seinfeld, one of the most successful series in television history. Pretty, pretty good. Kanye West is trying to unload his beachfront Malibu mansion for $4 million less than he bought it for after attempting to, wait for it, transform the home into a bomb shelter. Selling Sunset star Jason Oppenheim listed the house for $53 million after West bought the property for $57 million 2 years ago. Hello? Anyone need a large bomb shelter? The Trash Bin. Darius McCrary's family matters have landed him in jail. The former sitcom star, 47, known for his role as Eddie Winslow on the 90s hit Family Matters, was arrested on a felony charge of failing to pay child support because he owed $52,000 as of 2019. He remains in jail where he and Bubba have their own family matters.
The news wrap-up.
A former Facebook diversity strategist pled guilty to stealing more than $4 million. Elon Musk reactivated conspiracy theorist Alex Jones's X account. OpenAI and global news publisher Axel Springer have struck a deal to offer the news in ChatGPT. In a new U.S. study, BMW drivers are most likely to be driving while intoxicated. And I thought they were just known for speeding.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Wonka remains the top film in the USA.
The number one album.
1989 Taylor's version is back on top of the album chart.
The number one app.
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is still the top paid app.
The number one book.
Liz Cheney's Oath and Honor remains the best-selling nonfiction book.
Long before he made his mark in country music, Jelly Roll launched his career in hip-hop by selling mixtapes out of his car from his first project, the Plain Schmear Tape, in 2003. He also has a criminal background, being arrested at 16 for aggravated robbery and was charged as an adult and served over a year in prison. He said, quote, "I never want to overlook the fact that it was a heinous crime," unquote. Since then, the Nashville native has changed his music to country, and his career has taken off. One of his songs has been a fan favorite, which we love. Here's Jelly Roll with the song of the week, Need a Favor.
I know amazing grace, but I ain't been living them words. Swear I spend more Sundays drunk off my ass than I have in church.
That was Jelly Roll with the song of the week, Need a Favor. Happy holidays from LA Spins. follow us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.